Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangles, R&B and Classic. So if you have never had a chance to check out the TV One's Unsung award-winning show, tomorrow night, you need to check it out. Lisa is going to be on the show. And Lisa, what have you been up to?
Girl, it's nonstop, never-ending music for me. It's my life. It's what I do. Never stop performing in 31 years now.
Wow. Now, you know she's given us great hits like Head to Toe, Lost in Emotion, All Cried Out, I Want If You Take Me Home. And right now I've got my pink bandana around my forehead and my bangs flipped over. I'm doing
all
the Lisa
right.
Lisa. I'm doing the Lisa today. And I got my pink T-shirt on and, you know,
all
I'm just going for it.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. I had a chance to talk with Boleg Lou the first part of the year, and he spoke very, very highly of you. You know, give us an insight on that process when they started their group, and then they needed, you know, a female to come in and do some things, and you came in there and just showed them what you could do. What was that moment like?
it was a dream come true. First of all, I was scared out of my wits when I walked in there and sat down in the basement of a home. It was a recording studio that was built down there. So I walked in and I'm sitting there waiting my turn, and then in walks the dark dude. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm going to die. I was scared. My first impression was, I'm dead. And then they started talking, and the second they opened their mouth to talk to me, I was like, oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah.
And we just started vibing, and they asked me to sing something, and I did, and they liked it, thank you, God. And they had me sing a hook really quick, and they recorded me on a cassette tape and said, go home and practice this because we really like you and we'd like for you to do this. And I said, okay. A week later, I was in the studio with them, Unique Studios in Manhattan, recording I Wonder If I Take.
Right, and they're super nice guys. And I would tease Boleg, look, yeah, man, you know, you we talk about it in that movie. Yeah, we're gonna bust something out like he right now, really, man, you know?
They are hilarious. It's nonstop with Lou, though. It's nonstop. You got to watch it with him.
Yeah. So what are you working on now?
More music. Tons of performances that I have not stopped. I'm going every weekend. So right now I got home on Monday, and did the laundry, taking care of my babies, and just packing again because I'm going to leave on Friday morning. It's nonstop concerts, and I'm doing two web series. Finished one, 10 episodes of one, and on my way to start another. And a lot of independent films that I've been asked to do. That's what I'm doing.
Wow, you are staying busy. Anything? Any movie you can talk about right now? Is too early to talk about?
Too early, but I hope you guys like it when they come out. Trust me, they're going to be a lot of fun. Woohoo!
You're so crazy, girl. You're so crazy.
Yeah,
you're so crazy. So how can our listeners keep up with you?
Twitter, Lisa LL77 Music. On Facebook, there's two pages, the Lisa Music and Lisa. And there's also my other page, which is my married name, Lisa Velez Mello. Join in on any one of those pages, and you'll know everything that I'm doing.
You know, TV One's Unsung, they reveal some things about an artist that we may not know. Without giving out too much information, what's some of the things that our listeners don't know about you that they'll find out a Wednesday night?
Oh, just basically how I grew up in the eyes of the public. I mean, I met the guys when I was 13 and continued there on tour for 6 to 9 months out of the year. You know, I had to get permission from my mother, and she sent over my oldest brother to be my personal bodyguard.
You had to get a permission slip, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And the guys just after every show, they would personally escort me to my room and literally lock me in. I had homework to do and things to study and, you know, make sure Lisa's being taken care of. They wouldn't let me go anywhere.
So if an artist was new starting out today, what advice would you give them?
Stay true to your craft. Stay true to your beliefs. Honesty is the best policy. Don't listen to every little bird that talks in your ear, because everybody wants to dib and dab. And just believe in the man upstairs, because if he brought you to it, he will bring you through it.
Oh, you preach, girl. You getting ready to baptize somebody now?
Oh, yeah. Watch it. Watching it.
All right, Lisa of the group, Lisa and the Cult Jam, TV One's Unsung. That is Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Time Warner Cable Channel 330. Don't miss it. Hey, keep up the great work, and hopefully we can get you on a Legends R&B and hip-hop tour, hopefully coming through the area, because we've had them come through several times in the past. So,
ask for me, and I shall be there.
All right. Much continued success to you, and keep up the great work. Thanks for
Thank
taking
you.
Time out.
Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
You too.